Shalom, chaverim yekarim.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, dear friends. Good morning to all our friends all over the world. Today, toward Pesach, Passover, we are starting the holidays, and today we are meeting with what might not be urgent, but very important, about the life of Bnei Baruch. We will start with an excerpt of intention from this week. Gidon, Ilan, please. Hello, friends. So, question to the Rav. What do you expect from us this Passover, this Pesach? Rav Lightman, I expect that we will continue to open more the internal connection between us, and that we will grasp it, all of us, and that we'll turn to the Creator, and He will take us out of exile. We need to emphasize just one thing, that a connection between us will be higher and higher, stronger, and incorporating everybody, the men, women from all over the world, that all of us will be able to be elevated like a hot air balloon. We need to open the heart and to incorporate with each other. What do you expect from us, Rav, this Passover? Rav, I expect that we will open more and more the internal connection between us, and that we'll all grasp to it, and the Creator, and we'll turn to the Creator, and He'll take us out of exile. And we need to just emphasize one thing, that a connection between us will be higher and higher, strong, and incorporating everyone, men and women from all over the world, that we will all be elevated like a hot air balloon, and we need to open the heart and incorporate with each other.
And
I would now like to invite the CEO of the organization, Michael Sanilevich, that will update us on the holidays, and we'll say a few words that we need to remember every now and then. Michael, please. Thank you, Boris and Gil. Do you hear me well? Yes. Can you give me a sign?
Okay.
So we are toward the holidays. Well, also wondering if this is the time to talk about what's important. And yes, of course, before the holiday, we need to talk about what's important. I remember also 20 and 30 years ago when we were learning with Rav. Specifically during the holidays, we were talking about very intimate, important things within the organization that we would talk about in this way. So what am I going to talk about today? This year we've had a lot of new friends join us, and not everyone knows about the organization, about the activities that we do. We are a community, and there are many types of people, and we do a lot of things. And of course, when we have all advanced, it's good to know what we are all doing, and to share about it, and how we are doing them. So we will start with, of course, that in the last year we had a lot of dissemination. We filmed many movies, during the Congress, not the last one, but we want in September have a premiere of the 24 Hours with the Kabbalist about the Dr. Michael Lightman. And we hope that we'll have a premiere of the film of Baal HaSulam. We are filming a series. We are bringing thousands of students to our courses, academy courses, and they're also purchasing books, and all of this, I wanted to say thanks to whom this is happening, and who allows it to happen. So this activity is allowed by people paying Maasel, payments that People pay from 10% of whatever a person earned. You know, it used to be including wheat and anything, but now it's a salary, and it would be given to the temple. And in modern times, we use it for dissemination. It only goes for dissemination. It doesn't go through our systems. We don't use that money for meals or congresses. It is for dissemination, marketing the wisdom of Kabbalah to the masses. And this calculation we do with the Creator. Each person that decides to pay as opposed to the Malchut pays Masil, knowing that this is the way to correct it. And that's toward him and the Creator. No one obligates it. He doesn't have to. Only between him and the Creator. No one's checking about it. No one's reminding about it. It's something very intimate. And if we can show a PowerPoint slide. I don't know if it's seen. So, as we said, the calculation is with the Creator. The ma'asel that you pay goes directly to the non-profit. It doesn't go to any one person, not to Rav or anyone. I'm saying this because there's many new people who might not know about this. It goes to the non-profit of Bnei Baruch Kabbalah Lam. And there are also those who live in the United States, and there's a non-profit in the United States as well, and in Europe. What else? If we can then move on to donations. This is another form of payments that can be made. Through this payment of donations, we do all of our activities. And donations is something else. It's no ideological. If ma'aseh is between myself and the Creator, the donation is between myself and the organization. If I think that the organization is doing things that are good, and what it releases and it does is suitable to me, and I want to identify with this organization, I want to belong to it, to what they are doing. And there are people who decide to donate regularly. They decide on a sum, they donate. And through these donations, they also go toward the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And this is according to the person's desire. And it is also a donation of opportunity. It doesn't have to be every month. It might not be exactly full identification with the goals of the organization. It just decides to donate irregularly. And then there is a very specific donation that might be, for example, for the building. A person might decide that the building is important to them, and so they donate for it. Or if we want to produce a film on Baal HaSulam, this is important to the person, and the person then donates for the translation of the Book of Zohar, for example. And there are people who, for over 10 years, I've been collecting money and paying a translator to translate the Book of Zohar from Hebrew to Russian. This is another type of donation. No, this is quite clear. And there are many examples of it. We also saw that we needed some television screens so that we would be able to see the friends from the World Cree in our study hall, and there was such a donation for this. And there is also a donation commodity. You know, someone who has a printing house and he prints books and other materials for free as a donation. And there is also a friend who grows vegetables and he donates those vegetables. There are more and more examples like this. There is also people that their donation is through the dissemination and their roles. So let's give an example. In the morning lesson, an afternoon lesson, and two evening lessons of the study the 10 Sfirot and the Zohar. It's produced and served by tens of people, dozens, and there's different technical people, but most of them are volunteering. And when I counted how much they save for us, it's about 2.5 million every year. If I had to hire people based on salary to do this, so today we are paying a membership fee for the Aravot system and the stream of Sivat Tova and an archive of Kabbalah media and, of course, all the technical teams and content teams that prepare the lessons. We wouldn't have to not pay just $20, but $40. So thanks to those friends who are volunteering, we are all able to gain from this. And so this membership fee is also something that everyone must pay because it's for our own needs, for our systems that we are building and needing to maintain. And this is based on the $20 that over 4,000 people are paying. And this is something great. It shows the seriousness of all of our friends. And in the beginning, the system was free, and then we saw in order to maintain it, we would need to accumulate money for this. And we see that those people who are maintaining the system are able to be paid for it. And so it turns out all of our activity, of our organization, is based on three different types of payments. The first is Maasel, that goes to dissemination. No one's checking what you're doing. This is between you and the Creator. Of course, we can learn and we will learn. Maybe new. There's also an explanation about it on the website. Another type is donation. It's maybe a person hasn't gotten to the point of paying myself and still in the process of getting to know the organization. Sorry, lost audio.
נעלם קול, מיכאל.
עכשיו שומעים?
כן, כן, עכשיו שומעים.
זהו, פשוט לא נגעתי.
Can you hear me now?
זהו, אז... כן, לא שמעתם, אז אמרתי על תרומות, כן? שזה...
So, talking about donations. And it is according to the desire of a person. A person decides to what project they're donating, how much they're donating. And this mass payment that by which we maintain our whole environment that allows our spiritual development, that is, you know, partially technological. This payment is mandatory. So there is the payment that plays between myself and the Creator, what is between myself and my desires of what I identify with, and then there is the mandatory membership subscription by which we build our technological environment. So we would like to thank people. You know, we don't talk about it. We don't give it enough time for all the people who donate. For years, and thanks to them, each and every one of us that's sitting here is thanks to those people. And it's not something that's obvious. It's not obvious at all that this is something that I've also learned in many different courses, that such an amount of people will be paying, especially during such difficult times. I can only thank you, and that we will succeed in coming out of Egypt and to save everyone.
Thank
you, Michael. These are very important matters. Financial independence, that we will be able to implement vision of our teacher, Bash and Bala Sulam, and be able to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone. So now we are bringing you a very exciting story to get to know one of the tens in the world, Kli. And today we will get to know a very special ten from Brazil, women, five, to watch a video clip about it and hear from them. Unity, friendship, mutual guarantee, commitment and dedication and love, fruits and love and adhesion, love and transformation.
Olá, amigos e amigas do CLI Mundial. Eu sou a Viviane.
Friends from the world CLI, I'm Viviane. I'm here with Tayani. We will introduce the women of Brazil 10. 10 started in May 2019, physical 10 in Sao Paulo. And in 2020, with the pandemic, we moved to be virtual. And we went through quite a few transformations, and now we are 11 friends in many different locations and also outside of Brazil. We have friends from England and from the United States and Canada. Our friends, more than just Portuguese, Spanish, English, English, and Olga. Olga was one of the first friends in Brazil, and her native language is Russian. We have family who study with us. For example, my mother and a number of other friends who study with their husbands.
A Paloma, a Dayane.
We have four mothers in our tent. Paloma, Olga, and Aline. When Olga and Aline were pregnant, it was a very internal event in our group. And there's many gifts, and we also had a celebratory meeting ahead of their births in order to bring a lot of joy to the friends. And Guinea is living now in England in a completely different time zone, and she makes great efforts to be together with us in attend meetings. And she's always accompanied by her newborn baby. Yes, friends. We have one of the greatest friends. And this is a new friend. And she was already in the work of TENS, but she went through some very difficult health issues. And it obligated her, forced her to be distant for some time. And now we have accepted her, a new friend, with a great big hug. And with her love and the strength that grows every day, and her devotion for spirituality. And today, we are also involved in dissemination. All of our friends, we have translations and study material and morning lessons. We also have dissemination on Instagram, Kabbalah Info in Portuguese. Viviana is in charge of this. We also have different translations that go to other social media networks, Gabi does. And we also work on the radio Root, that is a Brazilian radio channel. We also recorded audiobooks, and our friend Chris is also working on translations on the in the Kabbalah courses in Portuguese, and we also have simultaneous translations of the morning lessons that Lena does.
E além de tudo isso, nossas amigas são mulheres trabalhadoras.
Our friends are also very ambitious and devoted mothers and devoted students.
equilibrar os aspectos
yearning to balance between what's most important in life, preference to spirituality and connection, and we love to have this environment that's embracing and giving us this good feeling in the tent. And so it's a great merit for our tent to be part of the world clean, and we add our tent and our desire for all of the friends will be part of this connection. Thank you very much, women. Wonderful tent, that's really like a beehive working. Thank you very much. And now, friends, we would like to talk about a few more topics that are also very relevant to all of us. And the first is the rooms in the Aravut system. In every language, we have some general rooms, like Hebrew 1, Hebrew 2, and likewise with woman, Hebrew 1, Hebrew 2, and English 1, and English 2, and so on. Why were they made? Allow friends that, for example, have a few people in their team that are in the lesson, and it's important for us to see you and that you'll be able to, there's not enough friends who have the camera open, so we have this room available so those who want to have the camera open and the rest of the tent can, then they can enter this general room. And very often, someone who has a closed camera, they can't do a workshop. So what if I'm available for a workshop? I won't do it. So this will allow a person to do workshop and to see the other person, and by this we give a great impression to the world clean. And so if I'm in the general room, to have the camera open, and we also have rooms for a group, you know, for example Moscow or New York, without a number to it, that means any friend from that group can go into that room and speak from there, and so on with all the different groups. And it's very important to be able to see. It gives a great impression to others, and it's an opportunity to ask questions and to participate properly. And whoever doesn't know, today the Aravut system allows you to be in two rooms. So whoever wants to be with you at with those who can't open the camera, and all of a sudden there's a workshop and you want to be with them to participate, you can stay there. And to open another window and to enter another room, then you won't miss out. You'll be able to be with your friends in the tent, and you can be in a bigger room with more cameras open, so that they'll be able to show you on the screens. So this is a new feature that maybe not everyone knew about, that you can be in two rooms at the same time. So please use them, it's here for you. And now we're moving on to Pesach. We heard about it a few times, the schedule. Let's go to follow it, because there are a few days that the lesson is starting a bit later, so that we won't miss it. We won't go over the schedule. We've gone many times. It's a very festive schedule. And when it's not the normal schedule, it's important that people be paying attention to it, to know when is the next event to we can participate. And the schedule is sent in all of the chats in all of the different languages. It's also available on Sviva Tova. So if anyone doesn't know how to find the schedule, you can go into Sviva Tova, and there is a schedule there, and also in the different chats for the different languages. And immediately after Passover, in 2 weeks, we'll have a congress. So whoever can join a mirror congress, whoever wants to participate, if you haven't prepared, there is still enough time. The registration is like before.
And
the next event is Passover, and it is an entire week, but we are already looking toward our Congress and preparing anyone who is still needing to prepare and needs to prepare, that will be able to do so. And the Congress is very important because we're not doing a lot of regional congresses like we used to, so that's why when I gather with a few more people who we are studying with, it gives a lot of strength. Even if we can't all be there for my 10, but by gathering together, and there are special gatherings, for example, in Colombia and Brazil and all over South America and many different places in the world, in Australia, I've heard about, and it doesn't matter if I'm a student from MAC and a 10 from Asia, organized it, and I want to be with friends. You know, if I'm in CAPU or different learning environments, I want to be with those who are gathering. So it's good to find those who have organized the meeting and to join them. So we are moving on now to the next item. Alex, that will continue to explain to us how to most effectively use our archive at Kabbalah Media. Alex. Hello, friends. We are continuing about our tutorial on the Kabbalah Media, and today it'll be about a new area that is for a collection of Kabbalists. It includes all of the writings according to different topics that have been prepared for certain lessons. You may remember that we learn different topics, and what the team has done is collected assorted excerpts from the articles of Baal Salam, Rabash, and more Kabbalists, and have prepared for this different documents, and we have put it all together in a area called Assorted Excerpts. You can see that we have over 740 such documents in English, and you can see from the latest documents that we have, latest, as you can see, is touching the end of correction. It had to do with the Purim holiday. We have the joy of unity, preparation to life in a ten, and so on. We have a full list here, and you can go through the different pages. So let's go through these different filters on the left side in English, of how we can filter this long list that you can see and understood. And we have here filters that allow us to filter the list of sorted excerpts according to different parameters. So we see here, we also have a filter called free text. If you remember a certain document, you can just search here in the document, let's say, for example, faith, add anything to do with faith, it will be filtered, and we see here that there are 16 documents, as faith above reason, and our work in faith above reason, and so on. So if there is a certain topic that you know, that you want to find, you can enter it here in the free text and you'll find the results. What more is can be done is to filter according to a specific topic that is tagged here, and it will be tagged on each document. In Wisdom of Kabbalah, you see here working in the spiritual work. We see that there's all of the topics that we learned about, if not for myself, who will be redemption and exile and gratitude. And if we will choose, for example, the influence of the environment, and you go down to close, we will get all of the documents that have to do with the influence of the environment, and we'll see how each one can raise themselves up in the influence of the environment. And there are many different topics here. Let's go into one of these documents, and we'll be able to continue. You can see here the document with all of the excerpts, and you can hear change the languages. And see also the different tags, and you can tag yourself. And we can also download this document. And we have here a different lessons you see here. And we can learn from these documents and see also what we have learned in the different lessons. And you see here that we can also hear the excerpts. And we can hear the excerpts. This is what we have learned, and we will continue more in the future. So thank you very much. Thank you very much, Alex. And before we hear concluding intention, exit, we will wish you all a happy holiday and exodus from Egypt. See you all in the lesson, friends. Get on the knee line, please.
Ilan,
we can't hear you.
Mute.
Mute.
אוקיי, אז נקרא, עד שגידון יסתדר. אז אנחנו צריכים לגלות לאחרים.
We need to reveal to others.
גידון, אתה רוצה לנסות?
Everyone?
אנחנו צריכים לגלות לאחרים.
We need to reveal to others, everyone to everyone, as much as it's needed for us, especially here and now, in this week of Pesach, to get to the feeling of connection, because then we will get to the degree of Pesach, right in the morning lesson of 19th of April.
הלב נסגר כאילו שהכל נגמר ואין עצה ואין תבונה אז מתחדשת הלבנה בין עליות לירידות כשאין מוצא ואין כוחות ולא נותרה כבר אף מילה אז מתפרצת התפילה כי ממך מקור חיים באור